Welcome and thank you for visiting the Straight Talk Podcast. We're talking wealth, finance, real estate. We're coming from a tell it like it is, keep it simple, help me understand, and give it to me straight approach. I'm Greg Cowart, a guy who's been working on the front lines of finance and real estate now for 20 years. We're going to help you save money, point you in the right direction, keep it fun, and keep it real. Thanks for joining. Let's roll. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Big Top. I'm so glad you're here. Back to the Straight Talk Podcast. You guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode. We interrupt this broadcast for a public service announcement. We interrupt this broadcast for an important public service announcement. All right, everybody. We're getting a lot of calls. And today in our Straight Talk Podcast, we're going to talk about this phone call we're getting. And we view this as a public service announcement because the public is really getting the 1-2 here. And we have a special guest today here to impersonate today's homeowners. And that's Jesse Perone. So nice to have you back on the Straight Talk Podcast.
Hi. It's nice to be here.
Are you ready for the public service announcement?
I am ready.
All right. Here we go. And the phone call that we're getting, the urgent stop the presses, I need to have a conversation question we are getting. How many times a day?
I'd say at least 3 to 5 minimal.
And it's just starting. Is
Greg, I'm getting all of this mail and calls and emails and text saying that I should refinance, that my rate can now be 6.5 or 6.25, and now I'm going to save hundreds of dollars and da-da-da.
Wow.
I mean, all over the place, from my loan servicer, from all of these other places that I've never heard of, but it's just all over the place. What is this? What's happening? And I guess I need to refinance.
Right? Wow. Wow. There's a lot there. That was very, a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny too, because we all know that marketing creates urgency.
Marketing creates urgency.
I mean,
yes.
The idea is if you don't act now,
then I'm going to lose it. I don't want to be in this 7.25.
And it's
rate.
A lower number, and you're going to save money.
It says I'm going to save money.
Act today.
Mm-hmm. Call now.
Call
don't
now.
Miss
don't
your
pass
chance.
Go.
Yeah.
All right.
And so now I don't. So yeah, I need to do something. But I don't know which one to call back.
And don't worry, Jesse, the homeowner. Don't worry, consumers out there in listening land. We are here for you. Today's public service announcement is going to tell you, and we're doing this a lot these days. Mm-hmm. To turn down the emotion and let's turn up the facts. And so that's what we're going to do for you here. Jesse, you're going to come in and out of character, correct?
Okay, yeah.
At times you might be impersonating today's homeowner. and then at times you might be Jesse, is that right?
Yeah, because I get too excited to not answer the question.
Okay. All right, so let's go. So Jesse,
yes.
Interest rates have dropped, is that right?
Yes.
They have.
That is
and
correct.
Today, as we film this, it is right at the end of August 2024, mm-hmm. beginning of September.
Yep.
And interest rates have fallen over, what would you say, the past month, I would say?
Over the past month. Okay. Month, a little, like month and a half. I was just looking
okay,
at
so
the
let's go
day.
To
like,
July 15, 2024. Mm-hmm. Interest rates are around?
6.5, 6.625.
No, no, back then.
Back then, like
yeah.
7.
I would agree. I think we were probably 7.25, 7.25,
yeah.
Depending upon the type of loan.
Type of loan, credit
so
score.
That's only that. 45 days ago. And today, depending upon the kind of loan, we know that VA, FHA, USD have lower rates than conventional or regular loans. Mm-hmm. But let's just say, what's a regular conventional today as we head into September 1st?
6.5, 6.25.
That's
good
without
credit.
Points.
Without points.
What the heck does that Ooh. Mean? What does without points mean?
That means you are not paying anything for this rate. No-cost rate.
Wait, you mean someone could be telling me my rate's 6% and not telling me that I'm paying extra money to get that interest rate?
Marketing is wild. Yes, that is true. They can blare
6%,
a rate.
6%.
Yeah. It looks so good.
599.
That's been really big.
Okay.
But there could be points attached to that somewhere in really small print there, it might show an APR.
So Yeah, that's really confusing.
And then that's really confusing, but it's not going to show points.
Okay.
So it's not going to say points, but to like meet the compliance box, there'll be some little APR somewhere on
it. So way behind the curtain,
way
back there, the interest rate that I'm getting quoted could have some small little fee attached to it. So let's say I have a $300,000 mortgage and I see a thing for 6%. That sounds pretty good. Depending upon what my rate is.
Depending on your situation.
Now, are points like $200 or what are points?
No, points. 1 point is 1% of your loan amount.
Wait, so if I have a $300,000 mortgage, you're not telling me that you're charging me $3,000 to get 6%?
Correct.
And I can't really see that until I look through a bunch of loan documents and know where to look?
Yep.
Wow, I need to be careful.
You do.
So just the 6 isn't enough. I should ask questions?
A lot of questions, because it goes past more than just that, really.
And we're going to talk this through today as our public service. Okay, yeah, so first is rates are there to grab emotion and attention, but be very careful in whatever rate you see because you don't know the cost of the interest rate. And we explain the seesaw, which is the highest rate has the lowest cost, and the lowest rate has the highest cost. Always. Doesn't matter who the lender is, even with
always. That is the way, that is just the way it works.
You want it lower? I can just put more cost on it. It's easy. It doesn't affect us. We're paid typically a percentage of the loan. And we don't really care how the seesaw, high rate, high on one side, low on the other, or low, high on the other. We don't really care how it goes.
And neither is better or worse. It is all about someone's specific situation.
That's right. That's right. Because we're not actually paid on discount points or points to buy the rate down, which is weird because you would think, oh, you're charging me points, you're making more. But no, we're just adjusting the seesaw. And how you adjust the seesaw of cost versus rate depends upon your situation.
Correct.
And on our team, we explain that.
Yes. And we show options. And
okay. Let's start with goals. Who in the heck? Let's say hell. I'm going to say hell. Who in the hell are these people calling all of our clients? Is it you?
It is not me.
Unfortunately, it's not us. And we're doing some social media posts, but we help a lot of people buy homes, and to get on the phone and call 3,000 people is hard to do.
Well, and we have a plan to be we're touching our clients and reaching out and keeping them informed, but we're doing it with intention. It's like, let's look at your plan and talk about refinancing, not act now, refi right now.
Yeah. An emergency news flash. We typically, for if there's 100 clients, it may not make sense to refinance today, beginning of September, for 95 out of 100.
Correct.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I would 100%
there are cases
agree.
Where you should refinance today, and we should cover that today. But, but I mean, guys, we feel like this roller coaster is on its way down, and why pull the cord now? Let's let this play out. We'll let it get even lower and do the refinance at the appropriate time. So anyway, who are these people calling these people? Our client. They're your clients. They love you. They gave you like a great rating. Who's calling them? They're stealing them.
They are. They're trying to.
They're trying
to. They better watch out.
Who are they?
Loan servicers. So first one, it would be the homeowner's loan servicer, which is the company, the bank that is taking their money each month.
Kind of
the
like
one that's
a mortgage
holding their
company
loan.
That's in the middle of the consumer who's paying the mortgage and the end user who's making the money of the mortgage, who none of us really know because someone has bought this whole package of 100,000 mortgages for a huge number. And it's oftentimes, we've talked about this on the podcast, it could be the State Employees Government Union of Brazil, for all we know, but they're the intermediary, collecting the money, making a small percentage, and then passing the profit to wherever it's supposed to go. Mortgage servicers, that's who you're making your payment out to.
That is who you're making your payment.
Why are you, Jesse, not keeping my mortgage? I liked you.
Yes. And now it's like you're the consumer. And I liked you. No, we are the mortgage lender.
Okay.
And so... So after you closed, the servicing of your loan got transferred to this loan servicer.
Okay.
And pretty much all places do that.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do it?
It's all about how the companies are handling like their portfolio. They're handling their finances in the back end.
Yeah. And I like to explain it that most mortgage companies take a bit of money and keep turning it over. So I'm going to fund or pay the sellers for your house and then 45 days from now, I'm going to sell your mortgage to a servicer who pays me a percentage profit on what I'm selling. Mm-hmm. And that's how I run my company. Mm-hmm. That's how I pay Jesse. That's how I keep the light on. That's how I run the marketing department. That's how I get paid as the president of the company. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes. So our business is doing loans over and over again. Now, here this gets confusing. Do we service? Our company is really big. It's called NFM Lending, top 14, I think 14th largest company. Do they service mortgages?
I mean, they have in the past.
They do.
And yeah, right now they're just servicing very little because when it makes sense or doesn't make sense to service, just depending on the market.
That's weird for us. If a customer says, "Will you keep my loan or sell it?" Like, it really depends upon, candidly, what's going on in the market, our company's finances. Mm-hmm. But there are companies called mortgage servicers that don't pay people like you and me who are out in public. They just pretty much run a big company. But here's the deal. One of the reasons they want to buy mortgages is to make a little bit off of each month, but also to be able to then have access to the mortgage people, the client, the homeowner, the consumer.
Yeah, because right now they took on this risk of servicing the loan, knowing that rates are going to go back down, they're going to want to refinance.
That's right.
Which is why they are aggressively reaching out to one, try to get the business, get you to refinance, whether or not it makes sense for you.
That's right.
But it makes sense for them because then they can catch you at just a lower rate. And now not only did they get your business, but then now they're having that opportunity to continue servicing your loan.
It's a defensive protection play that I've paid all this money to service your loan. Mm-hmm. I don't want you going to anyone else. So I myself will call you and say, come refinance. So dear listener, I want you to know, I mean, Jesse, 12 years on the front line of mortgage in our town. I mean, I'm 22. So what's that? That's a lot. So I'm like 34? 35 years. Yeah. So we are mortgage professionals who have been doing this for a long time. Who are these people typically in these call centers?
They are just salespeople, just salespeople.
And especially remember, listener, that no one's done refinances for 2 years because rates went up faster than they've ever gone up. 800% was how quickly the Fed raised the Fed funds rate. This is nuts. 800% in a year and a half. There have been no refinances forever. So these call centers, these servicers are just putting ads out there. Come on in, read this script. Here's 100 people, call them. And they are calling over and over again. And they've got really good scripts. They know what you're going to say and they're ready for what you're going to say after. Are these professional mortgage people typically?
No, they're salespeople.
Do they have the customer's best interest in mind?
No.
How are they paid? They're probably paid when commission. You say yes, I'll refinance. They're paid a small commission and they move on down the road. So, dear listener, of anyone to use for a refinance, to really do what they should do is, does it make number sense? What are your options? And is this the right time to do it based upon first listening?
Yes.
And asking questions?
Yes. Interest rate is like the sixth thing down the list that you would even go to. You know, like when you're really, if you're asking the right questions, you're not shooting out mail with an interest rate because you don't know anything about that situation.
You don't know anything. And truly, that's what is tough is that, now, isn't it just easy? Don't you just sign some forms and refinance to a loan? Like if I'm at 7.5, now, by the way, the date, I think, because I looked it up, is April 2021. Anyone who bought a home after April 2021 is probably over 6.5. And for a while there, you and I have been doing loans where the rate was between 6.5 and 8.5. Do you agree?
Yes.
So really, the past almost 2 years, maybe a little bit more, of people who've bought homes have interest rates that are higher than what today's rate is at maybe, say, 6.5. Do you agree?
I agree.
And these people will want to take advantage of lower interest rates as rates fall. Do you agree?
Yes.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, if they're going to be in the house.
Well, and this is the key concept, because is refinancing free?
It is not free.
But they told me it's no cost.
It is. They're rolled. They might say, you don't need any money.
You don't.
That's because they're rolling it into your loan.
That's right.
There are still fees and cost. It's just not as easy to see.
Well, Greg, that's your company. Their company has no cost. It's actually not true. Like here in the state of Virginia where we live, you pay recording fees and recording taxes mm-hmm. when you re-record a mortgage. I don't care who the company is.
Yeah, that is not the company's rule.
And they, typically, I mean, you're going to pay re-recording fees. You have to reset up your escrow. What's an mm-hmm. escrow?
An escrow is, think of it like a separate piggy bank that pays your home insurance and your taxes.
Which is weird because you actually have to pay to fill up a new one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the old one you get back in the mail in about 2 months mm-hmm. when you close out that old mortgage, mm-hmm. which is really confusing. And you typically are paying a settlement company to conduct mm-hmm. this new closing. No one wakes up and says, I'm going to go to work.
For free. Yeah.
I'm going to go do settlements all day and not get paid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. So, I mean, at minimum, depending upon the loan amount, you're looking at several thousand dollars.
Yes.
Our company is doing minimal to no fee. We'll pay for your appraisal right now, especially for our own clients to come back because we mm-hmm. actually liked you.
Yeah, we actually care about you and like you. And knowing that rates were going down, we're not trying to nickel and dime anyone.
Well, no, we also don't trust that they're going to tell you the right thing to do. So mm-mm. come back to us.
We'll take care
but
of you. You're our client
no
for life.
Even with no lender fees or no appraisal, you're still looking
still
at a cost.
Few grand. Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Ring, ring, ring. Should I refinance?
Well, let's see. Let's talk right. through some goals.
What questions would you ask me?
For one, just talk. Just find out a little bit more about what's
going on
in
your
life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, did you get married? Did you get divorced? Just catch me up.
Yeah. Are
what's
you in,
going
are
on?
Are you in consumer debt? Tell me about your credit cards.
So just really get a feel for what's going on in their life right now. And what are your plans for the future? Tell me, let's talk some about what's going to happen over the next few years. Are you about to get married? Do you want to move to California?
That's right.
And moving to California, do you want to turn this into an investment? Or are you planning on selling it in a year?
That's right.
I mean, that distinction alone determines it. Yeah, house
to
house.
Does it need repairs?
Do you want to renovate?
Yeah.
So really, one question leading to the other of just digging in and finding out what's going on in your life,
yep.
what's important to you, and kind of what we can see happening in the future.
Yeah.
And what's going to be important to you there. And then we can start talking about some numbers.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. It's a bit, I don't know if the listener knows this, but you love medicinal herbs. Like you're like an herbologist. Like you know them. What's
I
the word
like
for
herbs.
It? What's the word for it? Like you...
Like an herbalist.
You're an herbalist.
Yeah.
And it's almost like mixing a specific blend mm-hmm. in the way you shape a mortgage for the person's specific situation. How's the house? What work do you need to do? How's the fit? Do you see yourself there much longer? When you took out the mortgage, what's the rate? How much did you pay for it? Do you have a buy down?
Exactly,
There's so much... do you have a tax abatement on the home? I mean, there's so much that we will ask, and here's the other, where do you and I think, as of September 1st, 2024, where do we think rates are headed based upon the writing on the wall?
They're going into the fives.
We see rates slowly going down from here.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other question is, even if we do believe a refinance makes sense, and even if based upon talking with you, we can concoct a beautiful little soup for you of exactly what it's supposed to look like.
Uh-huh.
Well, when do we go through with it? Because if we refinance today and rates are at 6.5, mm-hmm. what do we got to do when they're at 5.5?
Yeah.
Refinance again. Well, Greg, if I refinance from 7.5 to 6.5, I'm going to save thousands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're not.
You will save and spend. We have to look at the break even.
That's right.
Monthly savings. To the cost for the refinance, and when we divide that savings into the cost, what's the break even? Does it take
how many
24
months?
Does
it take
before
what
months?
You spent, you've saved, and mm-hmm. it's longer than people think. And
yes.
here's why: people think that 1% or 0.5% reduction in rate is going to be some huge changer, when we're seeing it typically be about $150 to $200 less, based upon the average mortgage amount in our area, maybe mm-hmm. $400,000. Dear consumer, rate is emotional.
Yes.
It's not as big of a changer to your monthly payment as you think.
Mm-mm.
Over time, it's very important, but the average consumer only keeps their mortgage for 3 to 5 years anyway because they move a lot.
Yeah.
Or they refinance. So please, dear consumer, don't let yourself get too emotionally fired up. I mean, we appreciate your phone call, but there's no urgency. We think rates based upon, in fact, listen to the next podcast we're going to film. We think rates, and we can prove it to you just by reading the tea leaves, are on their way down. We do think refinancing will make sense if you've purchased your home or taken out your mortgage since 2021. Mm-hmm. But we don't necessarily think now's the time. And we're already...
It could be, depending on what's going on. But most situations, not quite yet.
And we're taking orders, if you will, concocting the beautiful refinance soup and saying, we're going to call you every 2-3 months and tell you we're watching this and tell mm-hmm. you when to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right, what did we miss? We needed to do a public service announcement.
We did.
A lot of our clients are really confused. They're being bombarded. The people who are calling you are not true mortgage professionals. They don't live in your town. They're working in a call center. Picture the 7th floor with everyone with a headset on, literally with a piece of paper
they're
in front of them.
Trying to win a sales competition.
If you, that's right. You know, what are they going to win? Let's think.
I don't know. I mean, they're pretty cheap. They're probably pretty cheap.
Well,
so it's not going to be
typically.
It's not going to be a great price.
Yeah.
They're going to get like a day off or a company
get like a pair of Beats headphones.
Oh, yeah.
They, you know,
that's
I mean,
what they're going to get.
If you say yes. And
or
they,
a cake in the
and by
conference
the way,
room.
If you don't ever read the fine print and on 3 weeks down the road you do and say, I don't want to do this.
They might say, oh,
they don't
well,
care.
You have to pay
I mean, what do they care? You're just, so you go out, you sell it. You read the scripts, and the person, if they do read the fine print and decide not to do it because they do their own math, so be it. But most people won't because rate's so emotional, and we don't like this.
And they just shove it. They're going to brush over it. They're going
to. Yeah.
Really. So
they've gone through 2-3 months of training in mortgage, and they're reading off script. And by the way, as you go through the process, you may not even be able to get the mortgage they sold you. Maybe something's changed in your
profile.
And
that happens. That happens a lot.
And
we saw that
they're not going to be the person you're going to call when something goes wrong 2 weeks down the road because they're waking up and for 8 hours a day are calling the 100 people on the list. Mm-hmm. So it's just not. Please, if you're listening, I don't care if you're in Montana or Arizona, call the local professional in your community who's licensed, who's been there, who has a reputation, who may have done your mortgage in the first place. And if you went through a credit union or a call center or a big bank, go ask your friends, find someone who knows what they're talking about. Because refinancing, it's almost, Jesse, more complex than structuring the mortgage for a purchase.
It can be, or it's just as complex as that. So if that, whoever you're talking to for a refinance isn't starting with those questions to learn about you and what's going on in your future, call someone else.
That's right. Yeah. Let's do one or two other things before we end. Who should refinance now? Can you think of some let's talk about some people who perhaps should.
Okay. Yeah.
We are doing refinances.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but there are people who fit the profile. I have a lady. Her name is Tony, let's just say. We are going to underwriting today. Her business debt is through the roof. Mm-hmm. She literally can't afford. She's borrowed against herself to run these businesses. They're starting to hit, but she's drowning, and she's got about $300K in debt. In equity on her house, and her credit score is quickly dropping because the high balances. We think we've made it work. We're going to give her probably $200,000 and really save her from probably going into, I don't even know what happens. So
bankruptcy.
That's one for me. Name one of yours. Who is refinancing right now?
I have a wonderful couple who are about to go through a big job transition and become self-employed. And that change is coming quick, and they were we did a temporary buy down for them.
Okay.
Where for the first year of their loan, their payment was based on a rate 1% lower than the going rate. So that's going to come, it's going to change, you know, that was only temporary. So their payment's about to go up to the normal rate around the same time that they're going to be making this transition to self-employed. So their rate would be in the mid sevens, and the payment's going to increase about $350 or so. And with these mortgage rules, once you go self-employed, you need a good 2 years of history in order to use the income for qualifying. So once they make that shift, we can't qualify for another
they're
2 years.
They're locked out of refinancing for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case,
we can do a quick refinance before that transition happens. It keeps their payment where it is, a little bit lower.
Wonderful.
And they don't have that stress of going into now, you know, just a more volatile employment situation with young children, keeps that stability.
Yeah.
And a couple years from the break even is 2.5 years. So if rates are still lower, you know, well, they will be.
Oh, when you're 2.5 years.
Yeah. You know, after that nice. 2 years.
When you're good at this.
She's, we can qualify again. We have reached our break even.
Yeah.
So
and
it
how
still
many
works.
Conversations have you had with them to reach the decision that it's time, it makes sense? I mean, not one, probably.
No, several, probably
yeah,
like two or
yeah.
three.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean,
and we have been, yeah, yeah, two
we
or three.
Really care about whether they should be doing this. We don't want people wasting
no.
their money.
No, I don't want them wasting them. I've known, you know, we've seen them. This is our second home. So we've, yeah, no, we care about them.
We were just looking at savings rates in our country and just looking at some
yes.
slides here in 2024, how much personal savings has fallen as unemployment's risen. The economy's really changed, and we know the Fed's getting ready to reverse from a raising standpoint to a falling. But I think that probably the number one profile who should refinance now is people, families carrying large,
mm-hmm.
high-interest debt.
Yes.
Because we all know how much equity people have in their homes. It's been a great couple years for home appreciation. We've also had high inflation combined with not a lot of wage increase. The consumer debt right now, I mean, consumers are really drowning.
Mm-hmm.
And your home can be a savings account, and a lot of people, it does make sense to take today's rate of 6.5 and
yeah.
get rid of 22% credit cards. So that is somebody who, and those are fun because you like
change. Those can be life changing.
Yeah, I mean, like you can save people $1,000 a month
mm-hmm.
by using the home's equity to pay off other debt.
And then that break even becomes so low
yeah.
and helping them in multiple ways.
Yeah.
That.
The break even's so good. If you want to come back in a year, we've
yeah,
done
it's okay.
Great on our
we, yeah,
finance.
We've probably
yeah.
even increased our credit score and are now qualifying for maybe a better program.
Yeah.
Or yeah, yeah. So, yeah, love it.
All right, so,
so
let's conclude. It is fun, isn't it? Making the soup and talking to the customer. But please, guys, these call centers aren't doing this.
They're new.
No, they're not doing this. And so we, you know, please. Yes, we get paid if you refinance through us. But I probably talk more people out of refinancing
yeah.
than we talk into it. In fact, I don't really. Either the numbers work or they don't.
Yeah.
Explain the numbers to the customer and let them make a professional mm-hmm. decision, an informed decision, not an
yeah.
emotional decision.
Exactly.
Beep, 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 beep. And this concludes today's public service announcement. Guys, we're so glad you tune in. I hope this is helpful. I mean, hey, you've been hanging out with me for 25 minutes, listener. I may have just saved you $4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah.
And that's not even like a pie in the sky. That's legitimate.
It's legitimate.
Because these
We've
call centers are trying to get ahead of rates falling, and they're just pouncing.
Yep.
And we just want you, dear listener, to be careful. If you are a homeowner and you were post-COVID kind of, you know, mm-hmm. not when things were in the threes, that's a whole other conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bought during this spike, refinancing is in your future. I think it's in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
We do listen to our next podcast. We do see rates going into the mid fives, and we'll explain to you why. If you're going to spend all the money to refinance, wait just a little bit, maybe in first, second quarter of 2025. And then if you're going to pull the trigger, be an informed client. Don't act on emotion, act on fact, and we will help you through that.
Yes.
Any final words?
No. Oh. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Well, good. Thanks for we had a good time role playing. It's so good to be back in the podcast seat, Jesse. And you guys, we're here for you. So just keep listening. As always, let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't. I'm Greg Cowart. You can reach me at gregcowart.com. Jesse Perrone. We can reach you mm-hmm. at your name.com.
JessePerrone.com.
Right there at the bottom, you got our email address. You got our cell phone. So just let us know what you think. Let us know what you're hearing. Let us know how we can help you. And we so appreciate you listening. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Straight Talk Podcast. I hope it's been time well spent. If you have questions, topics you'd like to see me cover, want to connect, just reach out to me, gregcowart.com. Now go, make it a great day.